Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's good. We're all good. Or so I think we are. Up first to give us peace this morning from Sam Houston State University, which is not the same university as Stephen F. Austin University.
Correct.
I was talking to Eddie. I said, where'd you go to college? Stephen F. Austin. He goes, no, Sam Houston. That's our rival.
Yeah,
my
man.
Bad. Didn't mean to insult you. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Woo! Guys, I came on recently and said I was so happy because I'm done buying diapers. My 3-year-old is potty trained. And now, out of nowhere, he does not want to potty in the poo-poo anymore because he says there's sharks in the toilet.
How did he hear or see that there were sharks? Is it just water?
No clue. He looks in the hole. He's like, I don't want to sit there. There's sharks in there, and I don't want to sit there. He's going to bite my butt.
Did one of his older brothers tell him that? Because that doesn't come out of nowhere.
That's a good point. I don't know. I will ask. I will interrogate the whole family, but yeah, out of nowhere, he just says, I'm not going to do it anymore.
That's the thing. It's not out of nowhere. Maybe to you, somebody put that in his mind.
I agree.
All right, Eddie. Up next, he did not win the lottery last night, even though he tried so, so hard. Here he is. Lunchbox here.
Buddy. Yeah.
Speaking of the lottery, I think I'm going to shift my focus of lottery because Bobby did point out that I haven't been playing scratch-offs. And maybe scratch-offs is the smart way to go. Because there's
It's not smart.
He's never
you
said
need to
that.
Do it for entertainment.
Right, because I spent $150 last night. So I bought 75 tickets, and I won $12. So I'm thinking, scratch-offs, there's a limited amount that are produced, and there's guaranteed winners in those.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So maybe I need to say bye-bye to Powerball and Mega Millions and say, hello, scratch-offs.
A North Carolina one won $3 million bucks on a $30 scratch-off.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
That's a sign.
That's inspiring.
That is a sign.
It's crazy. That is crazy. All right. Up next, her first ever live event. She's doing a podcast in Wichita next month or November?
November 5th.
November 5th. And you guys can still get tickets. Just go over to bobbybones.com. You can find the link up there. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
So my son and I were driving in the car, and Nelly came on the radio. Ride with me. And instantly my son goes to change it. And I'm like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? This is a jam. And he's like, no, this song is horrible. So I switch it back to the pop station and we turn it up and I make him listen to the whole song as I sing along, windows down, blaring it. He still didn't like it. And it just made me feel very old. I had to look up when it came out, and it just took me back. It's 2009. That was a jam, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't Nelly's finest work.
It wasn't, right?
It was toward the end of Nelly, I feel
like. It's more of Poppy Nelly.
Oh.
Hey, must be the money.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good, but also.
So good.
Just because we thought it was cool does not mean the kids think it's cool anyway.
He did not.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he wears a red ring, and he's funnier than Chandler Bing, Bobby Bones.
Okay. Every morning I come in here for the last couple of months, and I think you guys see me, I struggle for about the first 2 hours. I clench my jaw so hard at night when I sleep. This is a new thing that I can't even open my mouth all the way. I probably have 50% open. I can get this far here. And through the morning, I'll pull my mouth apart as hard as I can. I put one hand on the lower part of my teeth, one on the upper, and I will just stretch my mouth. And then usually about halfway through the show, I get full open and I'm able to speak normally. But I wear a guard, but that doesn't help with the clenching. It just helps my teeth to make sure my teeth don't shatter. I don't know what the deal is. This is a whole new situation happening to me where at one point I was grinding so hard I busted a bone in my gums and it cut its way out of the side of my gums.
Crazy.
Is it stress?
Could be.
I don't think I'm any more stressed than ever.
Yeah.
I'm told by my therapist that I live under constant stress, so I don't realize stress.
Really?
Like, since it's constant and never leaves, that's just my baseline. But I guess eventually you crack and die. So good luck to me.
This is not good.
Yeah, good luck to me.
Oh, man.
But that's the deal. You guys see me struggling over here? Like,
every morning.
I put my knuckles inside of my jaws and just shove my knuckles in as hard as I possibly can. Just to kind of give me some relief.
Yeah, it's like you're massaging your jaw
muscles.
Just
to loosen them up. I wake up in the morning and I go, oh, no, this is all I can do. But right now,
Stretched now?
I mean, mostly. Okay. Stretched-ish. All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys. Let's start today's show. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been dating a guy for about 8 months. When we first started dating, he made it clear he was trying to pay off credit card debt and save and buy a house. So he did not have a lot of extra money to spend. I would consider myself pretty low maintenance. I never expect him to pay for anything that I couldn't afford myself. We split pretty much everything 60-40, with me picking up the bill if I'd like to go out for something extra. I've recently found out that his financial situation is not quite as dire as he made it seem.
Oh my God.
He makes a substantial amount more than I do, and he has more than enough money saved to pay off all the debt and put a sizable down payment on a house. Am I wrong to feel misled in this situation? Whenever I bring up finances, he gets very defensive and changes the subject. Is this a red flag? Is it wrong of me to think that it shouldn't be out of the question for him to take me out occasionally? Thanks for the advice. Signed, girlfriend in need of a date night. I think, girlfriend, you're in need of a new man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's fundamental stuff that you really should not mislead the other person with. And it's not even that you're dating early and he's like, oh, you know, I don't make as much. Because I can understand if you made a lot and you wouldn't tell him that. That way they wouldn't like you a little more just for the money. But he's also making her pay for stuff extra. And he lied. And they've been together a while. That ain't good. That's as big of a red flag as you can get. Other than like seeing suspicious DMs from other girls and I'm going, no, that's not what it is. Like, that's it. That's a big, fat red flag. So, yeah, you're in need of a new man. I mean, obviously, you have a talk with him. You see what his excuse is. But he's been lying to you for a long time. Again, you've been together 8 months. People say I love you by then. I mean, I didn't.
People.
Yeah.
People in general.
I might have with Caitlin.
8 months?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I guess it's different. I just never said it to anybody. That's why I said that. But with Caitlin, I might have. But yeah, this is not good. I don't think this is going to end well. He's been lying to you the whole time. It's time for a new guy. Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, he doesn't maybe want to touch some of his savings.
But he can say that.
Okay.
But if you're also going to be in a relationship where you're splitting things, you have to come to the table and actually split them and not lie about why you don't want to split them.
That's right. So, red flag. I'm not saying you dump him right now, but definitely have a conversation.
Then dump him, because you're going to dump him after it, because you're not going to like his answer.
Okay.
He's going to lie to you then, too, just for the record.
Oh.
Just be ready for a lie, because he's been lying to you the whole time. And a liar doesn't go, you know what, this time I'll be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, new man.
Yeah, a liar lies until they can't lie anymore, so they get trapped. And then they will be like, okay, I'll give you a little something.
And total up all the money he owes you.
Venmo request him?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you need a date night and a new man.
Yeah. That's oh, what get we're the date night there. First, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, get a good date night. Run the bill up. Then go to the bathroom and then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We do movie reviews and TV reviews and music reviews and concert reviews, but we never review a cucumber. And that's what's about to happen here. For the first time in his life, Lunchbox tried a cucumber.
Yeah.
Did you want to or was it accidental?
Well, what happened is they walked by at a restaurant with this like tower of stuff and it looked cool. And I was like, oh, I want one of those. I didn't know what it was. And they brought it. I said, what is it? And they said, it's a cucumber salad. And I was like, huh.
Why have you never had a cucumber, though, before we get into the
I don't eat very many salads. And if I do eat a salad, it's one with walnuts and pecans and almonds. That's basically my salad.
Nuts?
There's well, nuts. Like a nut mix?
It has lettuce.
Bar nuts.
Peaches and cream.
It has it on. You put it on lettuce and stuff, but I don't eat the normal, like, Caesar or the Cobb one, isn't that the big chunk of lettuce? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never eaten any of those.
Well, there's
even a normal salad has cucumbers. That's okay. You've never had cucumbers.
Never had cucumbers.
There's a sportscaster. I think maybe Al Michaels. You may look this up. Or, yeah, who's never had a vegetable?
A vegetable in general?
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of, it, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's Al Michaels. Mike, will you look that up? Did it say he's never had a vegetable? In his life.
Wow, how's he living?
Isn't that crazy? Lunchbox has never had a cucumber.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's only had a nut salad. So when you get it, are you like, I'm going to experiment. I'm in Vegas.
I'm like, you know what? Okay, I guess I'll go for it. Like, why not?
All right, let's review the cucumber.
So I take my fork and I stab into that cucumber and I take a bite. Whoa, it was freezing cold. It was really cold. I didn't know that it was going to be that cold. So, and I don't like cold things. Like, I'm not good at chewing, so I chew it.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I don't like cold
You're not
things.
Good at chewing?
No.
Your teeth are sensitive?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Like people that bite ice cream, I can't do that. Like, I have to lick it. I cannot bite it. So
this is the weirdest segment we've ever done.
He's not lying, though.
Go ahead.
I'm just telling you the truth. So I took a bite, and I was like, oh, I don't like that. Like, it's sensitive on my teeth. And it was all right. Like, I don't think it was anything special. It had a little bit of a freshness taste, but I ate about two cucumber bites, and I was like, all right, I'm done. And I left the salad.
What do you rate the cucumber?
I'd give it 1.5 stars.
That's it?
Do you like pickles?
Love pickles.
See, pickle's a cucumber to me.
But they're different.
They're different.
They're the same, but different.
But they're the same. I just wonder if you like a pickle.
No, a pickle is delicious.
Because it's a pickled
cucumber.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but they're not the same. Thank you, Amy.
No, I'm not saying they taste the same, guys, but I'm saying it literally is a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a pickled cucumber.
Okay, they may be from the same family.
No, it's the same thing.
It's just prepared differently. Yeah.
So you like it pickled?
Yeah, you don't mind the texture.
No, I like pickle. It's juicy and when you bite into a pickle and the juice, like, you know what I'm talking about? You can taste it.
Is there a way to go back in time and not do this segment?
Is that not what happens when you eat a pickle?
No, it's that we're even talking about what happens when you eat a pickle, I think is what it is.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm telling you, I'd prefer a pickle over a cucumber. The cucumber was kind of eh. Mm-hmm. So 1.5.
But I don't think people love cucumbers.
I like the crunch
of
a cucumber.
I think it's a good addition to something. I don't think anybody just grabs a cucumber and eats it, though, is my point.
Right. Oh. Where a pickle, you just grab it and eat it.
Right.
That's, yeah. Well, you don't just grab a pickle and eat it?
No, I can't stand pickles.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, yeah, you go to the, like when the Little League Park, you'd go and get a pickle. Ah,
yeah.
50 cents for a pickle. Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
But yeah, so I ate a cucumber, the cucumber salad in Vegas. Take it or leave it. Won't order it again.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
There he is, reviewing a cucumber.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2018, an officer for the Geary County Sheriff's Office in Kansas was driving around and saw a dog in the middle of the interstate. Well, he got the dog back in the unit and took him back to the office and said, look, this dog doesn't have a home, so let's just keep it here. So all the officers just kind of chipped in, would take care of the dog, feed the dog, and it eventually became like a canine ride-along dog. Well, he's been training for years, and last week, Nova is a certified national narcotics detector dog. So Nova's a drug dog now.
That's crazy that a drug dog has come from just a dog the guy found on the street.
Yeah.
Like almost getting hit by a car on the highway.
I would think normally they would just take the dog and then take it to a shelter or whatever, but there was something special about Nova that they liked.
He's a German Shepherd, looks like. I'm looking at a picture of him now. German Shepherds are awesome.
They are really cool dogs.
I've never had a German Shepherd or even got close to having a German Shepherd, but I've always thought next dog's gonna be a German Shepherd. It never has been.
Yeah. One day, dude.
I've always said they were awesome. I've just never actually gotten one. All right, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The loser of Elder versus Millennial has to eat Oreo.
Nice.
With?
Well, instead of dipping it in milk, you have to dip it in orange juice.
Ew.
That does not sound good.
Yeah, but it's worse. The cream is actually toothpaste in the Oreo.
Oh.
Why would you guys do this?
You have to eat toothpaste?
You know what's terrible? Toothpaste and orange juice.
Yeah.
It's an Oreo with toothpaste in it instead of cream, and you have to dip it in orange juice.
When you say Oreo, I'm like, I might tank this game, but not anymore.
And then just Oreo and orange juice, you're like, weird.
Why not?
Not terrible. Yeah, toothpaste.
Oh, my goodness.
So you don't want to lose. It's Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, the oldest on our
show. 43 years old.
Wow, he's five. Wow, okay.
43, just in case you're wondering.
And Morgan, number two.
I'm 28 years old.
And so they're going to answer questions about each other's generations, hopefully. It's Elder versus Millennial. I'll ask a question. Buzz in. With the little buzzer there. Eddie, let me hear yours.
Yeah, that's why I was quick.
Pee-pee. Morgan?
Morgan.
Okay, ready to go, guys.
Yeah.
The first question is an Elder question. A question that Eddie should get. I'm going to play a hook of a song. Here you go.
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure.
1973 was the year of this song. It was called Piano Man. Poo Poo Pee Pee.
Yeah, Poo Poo Pee Pee. That's Billy Joel.
And it was by what artist? Billy Joel.
Yeah!
That is correct. All right, millennial question. Here's a clip. In the 2000s, Sugar We're Going Down was by Eddie.
That's Fall Out Boy.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Sugar We're Going Down was a hit by what 2000s rock band? It's Fall Out Boy.
Ooh. I hate you. He can't even get through the question.
Watch your mouth.
That's a risk that you have to take. It's a risk you have to take. Sometimes you have to jump early.
Just smelling that toothpaste.
Eddie's up 2-0. Elder question. The Matthews were a TV family from what 90s sitcom? Eddie.
Boy Meets World.
From what 90s sitcom where the main character was Corey? Boy Meets World is correct.
Yeah!
He's getting ugly.
I'm feeling mean right now.
Morgan, you got to hit the next three in a row.
Oh.
Yeah, this sucks for me.
Mm-hmm. Buzz in. It's a millennial question.
Come on.
What was the name of the seven-letter brand of tablet computer designed for young children? It was Eddie.
That's a Kindle.
Incorrect. The seven-letter brand of tablet that was designed for young children and first released in 1999. It resembled a talking book and became the best-selling toy in specialty stores.
Well, I thought it was Leapfrog, but Leapfrog is eight letters.
Eight.
Seven letters.
Morgan, you're the only one here. The seven-letter brand of tablet designed for young children, released in 1999. It resembled a talking book and quickly became the best-selling toy in specialty stores.
Leapfrog.
The answer is LeapPad.
Ah!
No way. She needed that too,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I get it now.
Let's roll through the final two just for fun.
Yeah, why not?
The Elder question. What piece of technology allowed you to scan printed material and send them to a printer via a telephone number? Morgan.
A fax machine?
Correct.
Oh, I'll just let her have these.
No, you didn't.
The two-word phrase that is today's version of say no more. It's used as a term of agreement.
Got it.
Eddie.
That's what's up.
No. The two-word phrase is today's version of say no more. It's a term used as agreement. The answer is say less.
No.
Say less because you don't have to say anymore because I already agree with you so much.
Okay, whatever.
Well, well, well. Morgan is the big loser.
I love this game. It's no longer about the winner anymore. I love it.
So we're bringing in an Oreo cookie that has toothpaste for the cream, and you shall dip that in the orange juice. Let me see how big the cookie is. Regular size Oreo? Yeah, I gotta eat the whole thing then.
What?
Yeah,
the whole
course.
Thing? Is that even good to digest that much toothpaste?
Yeah. It's not? My kids do it all the time.
I don't think you're supposed to swallow toothpaste.
Scuba, what do you think about that? Okay, one bite, one whole.
Well, I think one good bite because I try to just to see at home and it's awful.
It's awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So okay, half the cookie. It's one bite.
Oh.
Morgan's hand is shaking.
This is so gross. It's just the smell of the mint and the orange juice.
It's an Oreo cookie. The cream has moved away. The toothpaste is here to stay. Dip it in the juice. She's dipped it. She's eating it. She bit it. She's chewing it.
Oh my God.
Oh, her face is struggling right now.
It doesn't taste like a mint cookie, but I really wanted to.
It doesn't taste like a Girl Scout?
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
like
thin, thin mint. Mint.
Does not taste like a thin mint. No, it tastes like, oh. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. That toothpaste is very overpowering. Can't even taste the cookie. And the orange juice is so bitter. It's out of my mouth.
There she is.
Okay. Wow.
In a game that we should now just call Morgan Eats Bad Things.
Seriously.
Except for next week, you'll win.
Yeah, I don't know.
Has Eddie ever lost since we started?
Yeah,
one
yeah.
time.
I ate an onion.
Oh, straight up, like an apple.
Straight up. That was terrible.
Okay, well, Morgan, you're a good sport. Do you want to back out of the game, Morgan? Do you want Abby to play next?
Nope. I'm going to come back. One of these times, I'm going to win.
There we
and
go.
It's going to be worth it. Just like he had to eat the raw onion, it'll be worth it.
Okay, Eddie, like good win, buddy. We'll do
Let's
it again
go.
Next week.
Let's go.
Elder versus Millennial. Thank you, guys. It's time for some bathroom confessions where Lunchbox goes into a public bathroom. He goes into a stall, waits for someone to sit in the stall next to him, and then just starts talking and asking questions. I would imagine it's a pretty stinky part of the job here.
It's pretty bad.
You go yeah, in.
It's pretty awkward.
How long did you sit in the bathroom?
Probably about 25 minutes.
Total?
Yeah, because once you use the stalls, you got to wait for them to leave, and you got to wait for new clients to come in.
Clients. That sounds dirty.
That did sound dirty.
No, where'd you go? Good. Do you want to say?
No, I don't want to say.
Restaurant?
We'll just say people traveling.
Airport?
A gas yeah. station?
Airport oh. sounds shady.
Interesting.
Like real shady yeah. stuff goes on at the airport.
Okay.
Did you put your foot under it?
I'll just say that I
Let's just
Here we go.
Okay, here is Lunchbox at a public bathroom. Go ahead.
Stall 2, it's stall 3. You there? Stall 2, I had a question.
What?
I took my 5-year-old son to Hooters to celebrate his birthday, and his mom got upset. And I'm just wondering, does that make me a bad dad?
Hey.
Like, it's not that bad, right?
No, they have kids' birthday parties at Hooters all the time.
Hooters does?
Yeah.
What stall was that? Were you stall 2?
Yeah, just a passerby.
Would you take your son to Hooters?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and educate him early.
I thought my wife made me think I was crazy, but I thought it was just kind of like a, you know, experience that he could learn from.
Well, you know, he's breastfed, so he's accustomed to it.
I feel you, man. Well, hey, thanks for your opinion, man. I hope you have a great trip, man.
Good luck.
Thank you.
There's just a lot of sounds.
Flushing.
That's the first clip I think I could smell.
I mean, it was great. I was talking to stall 2, and some guy just walking through the bathroom gave his opinion. It was just passerby. Mm-hmm. Like, that was awesome.
I'm not going to play that clip again, but if you go back and listen on the podcast, and you listen very closely,
you hear it.
There's some sound graffiti.
Dude, I heard that. We all reacted the same.
Mm. I mean, that is the part, the problem with being in there. That's
the clip you can smell. Here is Lunchbox, again, sitting in a bathroom trying to talk to folks.
Wow, this toilet paper kind of hurts. Stall 4, can I get a piece of your toilet paper to see if it's as hard as this toilet paper?
It's the same toilet paper.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Could you slide me a square to see if I can try it? Oh, thank you, man. Oh. You mind throwing me another piece?
Let me just see if I can get the roll out.
Oh, if you can get the roll out, that'd be great, man.
There you go.
Oh, thank you very much. Stall 2, how you doing, man?
We're good.
All right. Toilet paper over here is pretty rough. Stall 4 was nice enough to throw me the roll. There's bros in the bathroom. Here, you want here, stall 2, I'll give you some of what he gave me. It's pretty good. There you go, man. You want more?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
Sure?
Yep.
It's just weird.
Mr. Social in there.
I mean, stall 4 ripped out the whole roll and gave it to me under the stall. Hilarious.
It's the same, bro. Same toilet paper, bro.
And then stall 2 wanted nothing to do with it. He was out.
Yeah,
I really think I made him rush Because like when I started trying to give him toilet paper under the thing, he flushed it and jetted.
You got to think anybody having to use the bathroom and sit on the toilet as a dude in the airport, not having a great day.
Oh, for sure. It's just not, you don't want to do that.
It's your house. It's different. In an airport, it just ain't somewhere you want to be. You don't mind going to the urinal, but you don't want to sit. It's just... And then all of a sudden, some jabroni next door wants to say what up.
This guy.
He's like, hey.
Here's Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Stall 4. What's up? It's stall 3. My phone died, and I was wondering if I could borrow yours to scroll Instagram. I usually look at Instagram while I'm on the potty. No. Can I borrow your phone?
No.
Just to look at Instagram real quick. Is that a no?
No, no.
You sure?
Yeah.
I just gotta make sure what's going on Insta. But my phone's dead. Oh, did you leave? You leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Bye.
What a weird question to be asked while sitting on the toilet.
While I'm on the potty.
Can I use your phone? And then he goes full potty. Someday you're gonna walk out. Somebody's gonna beat you up.
Yeah.
I thought about that.
That day wasn't today, and I'm glad. But someday this bit ain't gonna turn out good. Nice job, Lunchbox. That is funny. A voicemail from Teddy.
Y'all look completely different than I thought. First of all, Lunchbox, I thought you'd be giant, tall, fat, with a big beard like a lumberjack. Amy, you look the same as I thought. And Bobby, you look the same, nice and tall. Well, I love the show, and hope to see y'all later. Alexa, hang up.
She's next level. She's talking through Alexa as her phone.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks Lunchbox is a big dude. He's not. Skinny white guy. Like skinny white guy, bowl haircut, bangs, same hoodie every day. And he's been the same person since he was like 17. You can look at old pictures, like not changed at all.
Yeah.
Always had just a deep voice, so everyone assumed he was a big dude. But I appreciate that, Teddy. Let's hear a voicemail from Christy.
I keep listening to all the podcasts, and I hear you talking about fighting a kangaroo. But I was just wondering, what does Caitlin say about you fighting a kangaroo? Does she back you, or is she like, no, you're going to die? Thank you. Love the show.
Got to say, we've never talked about it. I don't take a lot from the show home to talk about with her. Most of the time when I get home, she's like, all right, time for a normal person life.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we'll talk about like work and career, but I don't really go, hey, we did this segment today. Like almost never. She may scroll across something on Instagram because our segments go up there sometimes, but it rarely do we. And if I do, I'm not bringing that one up because I know she thinks I'll lose.
Correct.
Yeah. Because she's pretty smart. So she doesn't know anything about it. But I'd whoop a kangaroo because the biggest muscle in my body is, they're not these biceps and triceps that you see and maybe you're amazed by, but it's a noodle up here in the skull.
That brain.
The cranial muscle. I whoop a kangaroo. I fake left. Boom. Sucker punch to the right.
The fake.
Boom. That's right. Everybody doubts me. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I don't know how safe this is, but a woman got a tattoo made with her late dog's ashes. So it was a tattoo of her dog, and she mixed the ink with the ashes, and then her boyfriend, who's a tattoo artist, gave her a tattoo that took 8 hours.
Sounds pretty cool. Maybe it's even less dangerous than all ink.
Why?
Because it's not ink.
Oh.
I mean, if it's a dog's ash, that's got to be a little more organic and natural than just pure ink.
That's true. Both sound bad in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Ink and ashes.
We keep reading stories about people that have all these tattoos, and they say, hey, if you have this much tattoo, it could be bad for you later in life because the ink gets in your body. I never read one story that dog ashes were bad in your body.
Well, there you go.
That's all I'm saying.
So there's an idea. If you have a pet that you lose, then you can have them cremated and do this.
I think it's awesome. If you can pull it off, I think it's great. I know what it's like to love an animal so much that, and the tattoo looks good too. Mm-hmm. It's got like shading and texture and depth. It's pretty cool. All right, what else?
This woman posted on Instagram a vintage magazine from 1958 that included tips for catching a husband. And I thought I would run through some of them and see if they would still hold up today.
Right, number one?
Be nice to ugly men because handsome is.
Yes, agree. Agree. I'm good with that.
Because handsome is handsome does.
Yeah, I don't know what that in means.
I think it means like the good looking guys, they're going to be bad to you. So go get with the ugly guys.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, go and make an ugly woman your wife.
That's true.
Isn't that what that is?
Yeah.
Never make a pretty woman your wife.
Yeah, whatever it is. Same thing. All right.
Go to all of your high school reunions because there could be widowers there.
Oh, that's dark. Dang. I guess it's the 50s.
1958.
Dang. All right, what else?
Drop a handkerchief. It still works. Stand in the corner and cry softly because they'll come over and ask what's wrong.
I do that sometimes just for my wife to come over.
And then the last tip to women looking to catch a husband, wear a Band-Aid so he can ask what's wrong.
Wow.
These are real tips from a magazine.
If you just turned on the show, it's from the 50s, right. not this week. All right, what else?
So you may have seen John Party's wife, Summer, post how she told John that she was pregnant. And what happened was they got a new boat and they took it out. And she said, oh, I think there's a scratch on the back of the boat. And so he goes back there to look and she had taped this sign that said baby on board with the positive pregnancy test. But the funny part that stood out to me was John thought that he didn't get it. And he thought that she was referring to the boat being his new baby. And
Summer. Then
you tell me there's a baby on
you
here.
You tell me to. Where's the baby? Where's the baby?
So
yeah, good
I thought
for
that
them.
Was super cute.
Good for them.
Yeah, we're happy for them. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Disabled veteran John Frank was featured on local Denver news after a landscaper took about $5,000 from him to redo his yard and then didn't ever show up to do the yard. Just disappeared. So the news station said, hey, any landscapers out there who want to help and just donate? Well, Hector Aldrete, owner of Neighborhood Lawn Care, saw the story on the news. And he was like, yeah, I can do this. I can help. So he told his employees, and they volunteered. He didn't make them do it either. They removed tree stumps, leveled the ground, installed landscape fabric, laid 50 tons of rock. I mean, they full did your sister's show on this guy's property.
Yeah.
Like rebuilt the whole thing for him. In the end, Hector and his crew did about $17,000 worth of work completely free of charge. And they were talking to the guy on the news again, John, who was scammed. He was so emotional. I would be too. And so big shout out to Hector. I mean, it'd be nice if they did like a GoFundMe for Hector's like time as well, yeah. At least some of it, because he did that straight up, only going, I want to help this guy. His name is Hector Aldrete, owner of Neighborhood Lawn Care. So our listeners in Denver or that Colorado area, use the guy. If he's around, use him. Give him some support there. But that's an awesome story. I wanted to share it because that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.